Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. In the band's visit, the Alexandria Ceremonial Police Orchestra is traveling from Egypt to play a concert in Petah Tikva, Israel. But after language confusion at the border, they end up in Beit HaTikva, a small city where civic pride is low. Without a means of transportation out of town until the morning, the band is taken in by the locals. Based on the 2007 movie of the same name, the band's visit features music and lyrics by David Yazbek, a book by Itamar Moses, and is directed by David Cromer. The show won 10 Tony Awards in 2018, including Best Musical, and the North American tour is at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York, through January 5th. James Rana plays Simon in the band's visit and joins the North American tour, having been part of the original Broadway cast, and he joins us now. Good morning. Welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
I saw the show last night. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. It's a real joy and a privilege, and what a great audience we had.
They were really listening, weren't they? I had been lucky enough to see it before, and so knew what happens, a lot of the lines, a lot of the songs, mm-hmm. and then found last night's audience to be really tuned in.
Wonderful audience. One of my college students.
Oh, really?
Who lives in Schenectady, because I also teach in New Jersey occasionally, and she's like, I'm going to come see you. And she was there.
That's fantastic.
That was a great little reunion.
Tell me about your journey with the show. You've been a part of it for a long while now.
I've been with the show for over 2 years, and I always tell people I'm the Thanksgiving guest who never left. I saw the movie in 2008 when it came to America, and it broke me. It's the most beautiful film that I have seen. It's so simple, about human beings helping each other. And I actually sat in the movie theater in 2008 and I said, oh, I wish I could do something like that. Cut to 2017, and I get a phone call, and it had just been off Broadway. I wasn't part of that, but it was coming to Broadway, and they said, we need someone to understudy Tony Shalhoub.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing was, for years, people kept on saying to me, you know, you remind me of Tony Shalhoub.
So Tony Shalhoub has your career. No, I don't mean
he's
it.
He's a hero of mine.
Mm-hmm. And he's wonderful.
I just thought, wow, the stars are aligned. The band's visit, a movie I adore, you know, Tony Shalhoub, a hero of mine. So this is coming to Broadway. And they had seen me in another play I was doing at the same time, and I went through a series of auditions, and the night before rehearsals began on Broadway, they hired me. And I've been with the show ever since. Last night, I was, I'm going to say, my 812th performance, something
wow.
like that.
That's a lot of times. What is it about the story that is so special, that keeps it fresh for you, that keeps you wanting to be engaged with it ever since the movie?
I am never bored with this show. And some people say, oh, you must be. Absolutely not, because the story is human beings, people of different backgrounds, cultures coming together. How, you know, we're so more much alike than we are different. People have their differences, their different languages, cultures, political thoughts, but at the end of the day, helping one another. And also, I'm just going to mention the fact that the great opportunities in casting for actors of my ethnicity to be part of something where we're being sought out. And it's a beautiful thing.
And the music is so gorgeous.
The music is stunning.
And you have to play clarinet. When you play Simon, you have to play clarinet live on stage. And I understand
yes.
you had to learn that for the show.
I learned how to play the clarinet. I learned how to play the parts that I play. Intense training for a year and a half. And I did this on my own, worked with a teacher, and practiced. And it's amazing what one is able to accomplish.
Can you only play what you have to play in the show?
I am learning to do other things. I remember after a while, my teacher's like, all right, it's time to move on. And I said, are you sure? He's like, no, we're moving on. And it surprised me.
Tell me, so you stand by for Tafik.
Yes.
You go on, which is the Tony Shalhoub role, or Sesson Goodbye on the tour.
Correct.
And Sesson played the role in the film.
In the movie.
So what must that have been like when they brought him in to take over for Mr. Shalhoub?
It was stunning. It was stunning because here are two giants, and they both brought the role, they attacked the role in different ways. And just being around both of them, and Sesson is a dear friend of mine. I actually played his part for the last, I did 12 or 13 performances recently while he's been away shooting, and now he's back.
Mm-hmm.
And a great honor, and just a lovely, beautiful human being.
What is it like to have more than one role in the show in your head to be ready to go on for?
Well, I'll just tell you this. When I was on Broadway, I understudied four roles.
Wow.
So I was constantly jumping from role to role. And that made my head a little full. You know, I was amazed what I was able to accomplish. In this play, this production, because I'm on stage every night, it's a little easier because, you know, I'm also observing him and watching him in many scenes where I don't speak. Mm-hmm. So I always have to remind myself not to say his line.
Sure. When you had to go on for any of the four roles you were understudying on Broadway, how does that work? How much notice were you given generally?
You know, sometimes early on, I would be given advance notice. Like, for example, early on in the run, in previews, Tony's daughter was getting married, and I knew that. Right. So I was really studying, but at the same time, they were working on the technical aspects of the show, so they didn't get enough time to really rehearse me. So they trusted me. So I had my first and only rehearsal on stage, and that night I went on stage on Broadway as the star of the show in front of and I pulled it off.
Of course. When they do a put-in rehearsal mm-hmm. like that, is it you? Do you mark through the show, or do you do like a full dress with
we
the rest
do.
Of the company?
We do. Well, usually the actor being put in will be in full costume, everything. Everyone else doesn't have to be, you know, let the wardrobe have a little break. They put on their microphones, but we really commit to the show. And in my case, when I first went on for Tony, we took a little time. We said, all right, you want to run that again? You want to run that again? That's good. Let's move on. Do you have any questions? You know?
Seems like they took good care of you.
They did. And they continue to.
Of course. Tell me about the role that you're playing regularly. Share with us some of the story of Simon, that character.
Yes, Simon. Or his name is never mentioned.
That's what I thought.
Or they actually would say Simone.
Oh, okay.
Simone. And he's a member of the Alexandria Ceremonial Belice Orchestra. We say Belice instead of police. And he's a clarinetist. And he's a good man. He's a very sad man in some aspects. His dream is to be a conductor, and every time he asks for an opportunity, he's always told, next time. He's been working on a concerto, but he's only been dabbling with it. And yet he says it's a concerto, but it's really not. It's sort of like when someone says, like, are you writing a novel? No, it's just a few thoughts on my journal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that part about acceptance, and something beautiful happens to Simone, and it's a beautiful role, and I'm touched every night I get to play the character.
How did you, in your life, come to this career? How did you find your way to the stage and screen?
I grew up just watching great classic films. And I had that wonderful opportunity. I watched foreign films. I listened to old-time radio. I went to the theater. And I realized there was nothing else I would rather do. I wanted to be an astronaut. I didn't have the mathematics, but I could play an astronaut.
Sure. You also have a fair number of special skills. You're trained as a clown and juggler.
I am, and I love the fact that Proctor's was created by Mr. Proctor, who was a tightrope walker.
How did you come to study juggling and clowning, and what does that mean? How does it apply to the rest of your performance life?
Well, I think it's just another aspect of me that, you know, comes out. I believe in some of my characters. There's a little Charlie Chaplin in all of us. And I grew up watching the circus, loving the circus, and that was a part of me. I was a street performer. I was a juggler. I was a fire eater. I was a stilt walker for many years. I don't know if my body can handle that anymore. But that was another part of the theater that I embraced.
You mentioned that you say Belice instead of police in
yes.
the show. You pronounce it Alexandria Ceremonial Belice Orchestra, which brings me to a question about learning the accents for
oh,
the
yes.
show. Who works with you on that? How did you get to arrive at all the pronunciations?
Well, we have two different dialects. We have
right.
Hebrew and we have Arabic. And we have two amazing voice teachers who worked with us on accents. Zohar, who worked with everyone on Hebrew, and our fellow cast member, Ronnie Malley, who is also the Arabic consultant. When I was an understudy on Broadway, I understudied both Arabic and Hebrew-speaking characters.
I was just going to ask if you had to learn both.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. That was that was a real test of strength. That was interesting. But it's really important, and we always get tune-ups, because sometimes it's easy to fall off or fall, you know, but it's just remembering how these people speak and that the only language they really understand is English, and it's not their best language.
How does dialect coaching work? What do they work with you just on your lines or give you an overview of a whole alphabet?
We'll work on the alphabet, we'll work on things, and then we'll do a lot of one-on-ones with specific lines, and you record that. Sometimes I do everything phonetically. I always write things out. I always put, you know, like, I'll cross out the P, put a B, because in the Arabic, the Egyptian Arabic, you know, P is not, so that's, of course, the big issue in the play.
Right.
Or the blay.
That's right. Right. Beta tikva.
Beta tikva.
Peta tikva. You work with David Cromer as the director on this. He's brilliant. Tell me about working with him.
David Cromer is just truly a kind, passionate, brilliant director. When someone has achieved what he has, you know, he could be, you know, high up and looking down or being very difficult, and he's not. He's a regular working person, and he's passionate, and he loves all people just to work with, and you feel that passion and warmth, and you could talk to him. And yes, he's accomplished these great achievements, but he's still working and trying to make the work better. And I have great admiration for that, and I really respect him.
The Alexandria Ceremonial Police Orchestra in the show is actors and musicians. The actual band is on the stage, and they have some acting to do, but they're, I think, primarily brilliant, brilliant musicians.
Yes.
What is it like to stand next to them and watch them play every night?
Well, first of all, they're the most loveliest individuals I've ever worked with. But also, this was interesting for them because they have also had to become actors on the show. They're used to playing in a pit.
Right.
Or they're used to playing on stage. But now, like, they have blocking. They have, and I've been watching
costumes.
And you could see them taking on characters, how they react. And it's wonderful. And they are an extremely important part of the play. What, even though they don't have any dialogue except for Ronnie, their dialogue is the music. And that music just takes us through the stories. And audience members who tell me, like, oh, I've never really heard Arabic music, and I love it. Or they said, I'm going to listen to the soundtrack, or I want to listen to more of these, you know, recordings.
It's absolutely beautiful. And after the curtain call, don't run out to try to get to your car and beat the crowd. They play another song, they jam, and it's magnificent.
It
and
is.
It's not too long, so you won't be there for too much longer if you're in a hurry.
And
it's
I'm in that, it. And I still become a fan.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. The Band's Visit, the North American Tour, is at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York through January 5th. Proctors.org for ticket and showtime information. That link will be posted along with this interview online at wamc.org/roundtable. James Rana, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.